You're listening to Finding Direction, where we help people who feel lost find direction in their life. We interview the most passionate and fulfilled people and reverse engineer their life to uncover how they found direction. In doing so, we uncover strategies, tactics, and actionable steps you can apply to live a life of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm your host, Stu Massengill, and thanks for listening in.
Welcome back to another episode on Finding Direction. And this week, we're going to be diving into the subject of three ways to attract a life that you love. And one thing that you need, you absolutely need to stop doing if you really want to attract a life that you love to yourself. And for many of you, this may be the thing that's actually the roadblock in your life right now. So make sure you stick around to the end of this episode so you can hear the thing that you have to stop doing. And for so many of you, even just this one little thing is going to open the floodgates to helping you live and attract a life that you love. If you are not already, make sure you hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, leave us a review because that's how we get in front of more people. And without further ado, we are going to dive into all of the juiciness that this episode contains. And so the first way that you can begin to attract a life that you love is to start incorporating affirmations in your life. All right, start incorporating affirmations. Now, what affirmations are, I looked up that technical definition, is an affirmation is a positive statement that can help you to challenge and overcome self-sabotage and negative thoughts. All right. Again, an affirmation is a positive statement that can help you to challenge and overcome self-sabotaging and negative thoughts. Now, I want to share with you a story in my own life of when I finally actually bought into the idea of affirmations. I was in personal development at this point for probably about 4 years, and I'd heard all the gurus, right? I heard, you know, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, all these different people say to me, hey, you have to practice affirmations. You have to do these, you know, incantations, these things where you get who you want to be into your body. And I heard it, I did it a few times, and, you know, I practiced it a little bit. But the moment in my life when I got sold on making affirmations a part of my life was actually one time when I was traveling. And matter of fact, this was the first time that I ever actually went to go travel on my own. I had a time in my life where I went to Bali for 3.5 weeks by myself, just to kind of explore and travel. And when I was in Bali, I was traveling by myself. And one of the things that began to happen, because I was traveling by myself, is naturally, if you travel by yourself, and maybe this isn't the case for everybody, but for me, I had some moments where I would get kind of lonely. Right? I'd have some moments where I'd get down on myself. I'd have some moments where it was just me, myself, and Stu hanging out and with my thoughts. And what I began to notice is when I would travel, some of the thoughts that would play through my head were not the most positive things. And they weren't like, you know, super duper negative things, but they were things where it's like, man, I'm not having any fun here. Man, I'm you know, I just feel so lonely on this island. Just things of that sort where I didn't really... It didn't help me enjoy this trip that I was having. And at one point, I was on this island. It was called Gili Lombang, I think is what it's called in Bali. And I realized, and I would journal all the time when I traveled, just because I wanted to learn more about myself. And at one point, I was journaling one day, and I was having some of these negative thoughts. And I went, you know what? I'm going to start practicing this affirmation thing again. And I'm going to start practicing it in the sense of creating the reality that I want during my travel experience, right? And so what I started to do, as an example, is I would write out, and this is the way I write my affirmations. You can take this, you can do it another way. But one way that I write affirmations, and I got this from Bob Proctor, was I write out, I am so happy and grateful now that... And then I fill in the blank with something that I really want to create in my life. So when I was on the island, I would write these affirmations and I would write them like this. I would write, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm making incredible friends during my time traveling in Bali. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm creating lifelong experiences on this adventure. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm waking up excited and happy for my day. I'm so happy and grateful now that, and I would just fill in the blank with different things that I wanted to experience while I was traveling. And as I started to do this, it was crazy because some of these things that I would write down literally the next day, by, you know, luck, you could call it, by, you know, a random chance, all of a sudden these things would start happening in my life. And it literally took a day. And so I began to experiment this, and I would write all sorts of different things in my affirmations. I would say them out loud after, and a day to maybe 3 days maximum, that thing that I was affirming to myself would become a reality in my life. And when I started to do this traveling, it began to help me realize the power of actually having these affirmations in your life. And so one of the reasons you want to incorporate affirmations is because at the end of the day, what I was really doing when I was traveling in Bali, practicing my affirmations, reading them out loud every single morning, is I was training my brain on where to focus. I was training my brain on what are the things that I should be looking for? What are the things that I should be focusing my time, attention, and energy on? And because I changed my focus to positive things and things I wanted to create, I started to bring those things into my life. Versus when you focus on things that are, you know, not the things that you want, you start to bring those things into your life, right? One thing that's happened in my life time and time again is I have people that I surround myself with. And the ones that are really close to me, if you ask them, they'll go, man, Stu's such a, he's just a lucky person. And what I began to realize is it's not that I'm lucky, it's that I'm using these affirmations to literally attract the things that I want into my life. And then people from the outside go, man, that was really lucky that that happened. But the reality is I'm doing a lot of these things on the back end, right? So your affirmations ultimately determine where your focus goes. And to get into a little bit of the science, there's actually something in your brain. It's called the RAS. And what it stands for is the reticular activating system. Now, what this fancy word, reticular activating system, aka RAS, actually does is in your brain, it's designed to help you become aware of the things that are actually important to you in your life. So, as an example, as you go throughout every single day, there is so much stimuli that you come across throughout your entire day that if you paid attention to everything going on, your brain would get overloaded. So the RAS, the reticular activating system, was designed so that it only points out, you only create awareness around the things that are important to you, aka you gain awareness around the things that you are focusing on. So if you begin to put affirmations into your life, right? And my suggestion would be start with five, right? Start with five affirmations, and they could be as simple as, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm at a job that I love. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm making $100,000 a year. I'm so happy and grateful now that I am doing work that I'm passionate about, right? It could be as simple as that. And start to write out these affirmations, and it's going to change your focus, and then your RAS is going to start to help you find things that will create opportunities for you to live in alignment with that. I've done this over and over and over in my life. It's one of the most powerful things you can do. And again, from the outside, people go, man, that was really lucky you got that, or that thing just happened by coincidence. And really on the back end, it's because you're practicing some of these affirmations. So again, one of the ways, the first way to attract a life that you love. And I say attract on purpose because some people, they work so hard and they continue to work harder and harder and harder and harder and harder to try to achieve something in their life, when the reality is, instead of trying to, you know, fight for your life to achieve something in your life, you can actually change a few things on the back end and just attract it to you, right? And one of the ways to do it is incorporating these affirmations. So the first way you can use this to attract a life that you love is right now, implement five affirmations into your life. And the secret here is write them down every single morning. Yes, write down the same exact ones until they become real, and say them out loud at least once, all right? And say them with some energy, right? Because the more energy you have, the more quicker you're going to bring it to you, all right? So that's the first way. Now, the second way to attract the life that you love is creating a vision board. And you may have heard of this. Maybe you even have a vision board for your life. But if you have one, I'd encourage you to make a new one, an updated one. And if you don't have a vision board, what a vision board is at a simple level is a vision board is a collection of pictures and images that inspire the vision that you have for your life. Right? That's really all it is. And so what you want to do to attract the life that you love is you want to create a vision board. Now, everyone, and I want to make sure you hear this, everybody has a vision for their life. Some people go, I don't really know what, you know, I want to happen in 5 years. The reality is they have a vision, even if they don't think they do. Everyone in this world has a vision for their life. It's only that some people create a vision intentionally. Everybody's got a vision for where they want their life to be in 5 years. Some people just are unaware and unconscious of it. And then some people are more conscious of it and more intentional and are actually the creators of their vision rather than being, you know, the not creator, right? And being created by their circumstances. Other people are creating their circumstances, right? So the way you can use a vision board is, again, find whether you're going on the internet, whether you're going through some magazines, but find a collection of images, of words, of things that inspire you, things you want to attract into your life. And really simply, you can get a poster board and just put all those things on a poster board and put it somewhere where you can see it every single day. Now, what this does again, scientifically, is again, you find another way to activate your RAS, your reticular activating system. Because if you have a vision board, somewhere where you can see it every single day. And every single day, you see the images, the visions, the things you want to create in your life for this life that you love, your RAS system is going to go to work for you, right? The most beautiful part of all of this, of affirmations, of vision boards, is you're learning to use the unconscious parts of yourself. And let me share this. The unconscious part of you is the part of you that makes your heart beat 100,000 times a day, and you don't even have to think about it. That is how powerful this unconscious part of you is. So if you can use things like affirmations, if you can use things like a vision board to activate the unconscious part of you, you have a wild, crazy advantage over the rest of the world, right? And you have a massive advantage over creating a life that you actually love because you're not just doing things on the conscious surface, which is a smaller surface. You're actually starting to penetrate the unconscious and use those forces to create a life that you actually love, right? This is so, so, so powerful. Now, when creating this vision board, you can do it for a year, right? So maybe you go, okay, whatever month of the year it is, I'm going to create a vision board for the rest of this year. What do I want my life to look like December 31st? Maybe you create a vision board for 5 years out. Maybe some of you go, you know what? I know what my whole life, what I want it to look like, and just create a vision board for your life. All right. But that's the second way that you can begin to attract a life that you love is build a vision board and put it somewhere where you can see it every single day. All right. Now, the third way that you can attract a life that you love, and this one sounds simple, and it is simple in a sense, but it also has some complexity in it. But the third thing you can do to attract the life that you love is practice feeling good. Practice feeling good. That is the third way that you can attract, because what you want to understand, and we had an episode with Dr. Espin on recently, and I would highly encourage you to go back on it. We talked about how do you tap into quantum physics to attract a life that you really love. And one of the things he talked about is that you attract what you live in vibration with, right? You attract what you live in alignment with vibrationally, AKA based on the way that you feel. So if you always feel down, you're always going to be attracting things into your life that are in alignment with feeling down. So you're going to create more things in your life that make you feel down, right? If you are feeling good, and that's the vibration you're living on, you're going to attract more things into your life that live in alignment with you feeling good. So if you want to bring more things into your life, practice starting to feel good regularly. And it sounds simple, but if you do this thing, it's massively powerful because you're going to start to bring more things in your life that live in alignment with feeling good. So a few ways you can do this. One way to start feeling good, practicing this, is incorporate more motion into your body, right? At the real simple core of it, motion creates emotion, Motion creates emotion. When you're sitting still and you're not doing much, you don't have much emotion. But when you're moving your body, when you're engaging your physiology, you have more motion in your body. So maybe find a way to move your body more. Maybe it's going out on a walk. Maybe it's going to the gym regularly. Maybe it's finding a way to go do yoga or go start practicing and doing a sport that you love. All right, but find a way to move your body is one way you can feel good. Another way that you can feel good is focus on what you do have in your life. Now, let me share this. Focus on what you do have in your life means don't focus on what you don't have in your life. Oftentimes people go through life and they focus on what they don't have. They go, man, I don't have this job. I don't have this car. I don't have XYZ. And they bring more of it into their life, right? But what you want to do is focus on the things that you do have, right? Focus on, man, I woke up this morning. Man, I have a heart that beats for me. Man, I have an incredible girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. Man, I have an opportunity. Man, I have whatever it is. Focus on what you do have in your life. And that's going to allow you, again, to live in this space more frequently of feeling good. Now, the third way that I'll give you to feel good, there's a million different ways you can do this. But another way you can practice feeling good is, and this one sounds simple, but it's true, is do more of what makes you feel good, right? Ask yourself, what are two or three of the top things that make you feel good, right? Maybe it's hanging out with friends. Maybe it's, you know, pouring into other people. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it is, going on a walk outside, right? What are some of the things that make you feel good? And simply crank up the volume on that. Start doing more of the things that make you feel good in your life. Because when you feel good, and this, if there's only one thing you take from this episode and you go, you know, Stu, there's only one thing I'm going to apply from this. This is the one you want to apply. Practice feeling good as often as you possibly can. And as you practice feeling good as often as you can, you are going to attract more of that into your life. All right. So those are the three ways you can attract a life that you love. And because you stuck around till the end of the episode, I want to make sure that I give you the one thing that you need, absolutely need to stop doing if you want to attract the life that you love. And this is something that too many people in this world practice. This is something that is too much of a common practice. This is something that holds so many people back in their life from attracting a life that they love. And this is the one thing that you need to stop doing immediately if you are doing this in your life. And it's to stop focusing on what you don't have and stop focusing on what you don't want. Stop focusing on what you don't have. Stop focusing on what you don't want. Let's say as an example that you right now are looking for a career that actually excites you. You're looking to grow a business that actually, you know, enriches you. If you're continuing to focus on, rather than that, you're focusing on, man, I'm at this job that I hate. Man, I'm not growing my business. Man, I'm not doing very well. Man, I'm not successful. If you continue to focus on the things that you don't have and that you don't want, again, remember, you attract what you live in alignment with. So if you're always focused on what you don't have, and if you're always focused on what you don't want, you are innately going to bring more of that into your life. I want you to ask yourself right now, in your day-to-day, on a regular basis, are you more oftentimes than not focusing on what you don't have and what you don't want? Or are you more than often focusing on what you do want in your life? Are you focusing on the vision? Are you focusing on the thing that you actually want to create in your life? And if you answer that question and you say, yeah, honestly, I focus a lot of the time on what I don't have, on what I don't want. When you make this one simple shift to start focusing on what you do want, when you turn off the dial of saying, you know what, I'm not going to focus on that stuff anymore, because where focus goes, energy flows. If you make that one simple shift, everything in your life will begin to change. And you want to understand that at first you may have to catch yourself. Right? It's like building a muscle. Maybe over the next week, you catch yourself and you go, man, oh crap, I just started thinking about this job that I hate and I started complaining and all this stuff. And maybe you catch yourself and you go, okay, wait, let me stop focusing on this. What do I want? And then move towards that. All right? If you stop focusing on what you don't want, you stop focusing on what you don't have and you start focusing on what you do want, everything in your life is going to begin to change. All right? And you will massively increase the chances of attracting a life that you actually love. All right. So those are the tools that we got for you today, my friend. Again, number one, if you want to attract a life that you love, is start incorporating affirmations into your life. Practice 5 of them and incorporate those into your life. Write them down every day. Read them out loud every day to get them into your body. That's how you're going to start activating your unconscious parts of you that are really the ones that create the life that you have. The second thing is create a vision board. And the third one is practice feeling good. And of course, the thing you need to stop doing is stop focusing on what you don't have and stop focusing on what you do not want. All right, my friend, go out there, take action on this stuff. I want to say thank you again for hanging out with me on the podcast. It is truly an honor, and I mean this every time I say it, to hang out with you, to get to pour into you. And I hope you take the stuff from this week and don't say, just, you know, I'm going to go listen to it and hear it and just let it go. But I really hope you take the things from this episode and you go out and actively apply them in your life. Because when you do that, my friend, that is how you're going to move the needle in your life. And that is how you are going to uncover and start living in that life that you love. So go out, go execute. If you haven't already, again, I want to ask, please make sure you subscribe to the show so we can bring you episodes every single week. And on top of that, if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, if you could leave us a review, we would be super, super grateful. And if you have a friend, you know, you could send this to, why not do that as well? And if you don't want to do any other than that, just make sure you apply something that you learned today. All right. So have a wonderful rest of your day, my friend. Have an outstanding, unbelievable, incredible rest of your day. If you want to hang out even more, don't feel like you need to go anywhere else. I have another episode coming up right after this. And other than that, I will talk to you soon.